Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, traveling circuses were a summer highlight. The circus people promised a real circus, a circus of the meadow lot, with a wilderness of red wagons and an army of clowns. Women in fluffy skirts riding at breakneck speed, while the ringmaster cracks his whip and tumblers fly through the air. And they promise a real parade with all the trimmings for tomorrow morning. Just about everything of any standing in the natural history line will be seen. There'll be over a score of elephants and two droves of caravans making the hike under their own steam. Six bands and the tooting calliope will flood the streets with music. There'll be bespangled women riding caparisoned horses and attended by brave courtiers. And there'll be gorgeous floats and tableau wagons and everything else under the sun. Starting the circus ball a-rolling under the big top will be a pageant descriptive of the story of Aladdin and his wonderful lamp. Following which will come a rapid-fire program of arenic acts and features. The elephants have a whole bag full of new tricks, including an elephant brass band. Lupita Persa, who in her early childhood astonished the natives of Mexico City with her love for the topmost branches of the tallest trees, will thrill with her mid-air exploits. College-bred Bruins will ride bikes, dance the tango, and skate on rollers like regular Hans Brinkers. Trained fox terriers and baboons will be seen in equestrian performances. Thoroughbred horses will dance in time and pose in statuesque groupings. There will be 100 other acts, most of them new. More than 50 clowns will be turned loose. News reports the day after the Big Top show tell a harrowing story. One attraction that was not booked on the program of the traveling circus took place during the evening performance when boys tried to crawl under the tent and were intercepted by 50 circus stake drivers. In the riot that ensued, at least a dozen of the boys received a severe beating with crowbars, stakes, or whatever came to hand. Gerald Thibault, aged 18 years, of 2620 Moulton Street, sustained a deep wound on the side of his head and was taken to the emergency hospital. 12 of the circus help were taken to the city jail. Some of the boys declared that they had worked all morning for passes to the show, which were not honored at the gate. Others admitted they were merely trying to steal their way into the big tent. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.